Think of the teenagers. Anyone teenager here? Any teenagers? There are a few. Any who were a teenager before? Pastor Bert, Pastor Linda? Okay, there are some that are knowledgeable about this. But you know what happens? The boy says to his father, "Dad, I've been invited to a party." The dad says, "Sure, you can go. I want to meet the parents you're going to." That's what you're supposed to do. You don't tell the guy, "Okay, sure, you can go." And then you set parameters. You tell the child, "Okay, you are going to be back at 10 o'clock p.m. Okay, that's important for a teenager. P.m. That's setting a boundary. Because teenagers can be very clever. If you just say 10 o'clock, it means 10 o'clock any day, any time. It's a matter of functioning correctly. And then the child, the first night that child goes out, that child will be on the dot 10 o'clock. That child will walk in and say, "Hello, Dad, I'm here." Parameter. The second night the child comes and says, "Dad, I want to go out a bit. I've got a party to go to." Same story, 10 o'clock p.m. The child comes home, 10 past 10. You see what happens? It's a matter of stretching the boundaries. Why? Because the teenager wants to be independent. The teenager wants to live in a house where everything is paid for, where that him or her is fed, is clothed, but I want my independence. And then what happens? If the parents do not do anything about it, the next time the child goes out, the child is going to come back at 11 o'clock or 12 o'clock. Because a child is testing the parameters. A child is always testing the parameters. But then we grow older. And our boss tells us we are working from 8 to 5. So we come at 8 o'clock, we lock out, or we clock out at 5. And then just sometimes we want a bit of freedom again. And then we come at 5 past 8. And we leave at 10 to 5. And the lunchtime becomes a long holiday. And all of these things start to happen. But then you also get people that think that they have to get another way of freedom. They are looking for freedom everywhere else. They're looking for freedom in different books. They're all the self-help books. 10 ways to happiness. The only one that's happy is the one that wrote the book, probably. 10 ways to making friends. 10 ways for a teenager to be free. I heard the other day someone said that while teenagers are so clever, they'd better get out of the house. Because the parents are always wrong. So while they know everything, they must go on their own. But then they want the money, everything to get to go with it. So people are looking everywhere else for their freedom. And sometimes you get people that think that politics will give you freedom. Promises made. You can go to any politician anywhere in the world. You see him the day, 2 weeks, 3 weeks before the elections. I'm not talking about South Africa. I'm talking about the whole world, okay? Before anyone throws me with anything. Then you see him at the day of the election, and then you see him again just before the next election. And the promise is made, sorry, you get good politicians as well, but mostly the promises disappear. And this is a worldwide phenomenon. And I promise you, I've seen this. I've had the opportunity of traveling a lot. And in some countries I've been to, it's so weird to see that the person bringing freedom later becomes the oppressor, leading the people that are oppressed to again seek freedom. Because freedom cannot be brought by a person, by a political party, by anything. That's not real freedom. You can have all types of people calling you a freedom fighter. It's weird that you have to fight for freedom, but anyway, a freedom fighter. You get people that call themselves liberators. That means, again, a freedom, someone that does something to get freedom. But all of these things do not bring real freedom. Then people say, okay, let us go to religion, because religion will bring freedom. That's a good thing, a good place to start, isn't it? Amen? Amen? Just checking. So what happens? People are going to religion to look for freedom. And people get stuck with freedom by following the weirdest religions. It seems that they are also stuck in this 10 ways of happiness and that type of religion. And they try to get into that religion to set them free. They got this big Buddha, or they go into other religions, and they think this thing can bring them freedom. It's not going to work. It will not work. It will not give you freedom. In fact, it will just bind you even further. Because people think that a statue will give them freedom. People think that worshiping ancestors will give them freedom. People think that worshiping people will give them freedom. It will never, ever give you freedom. It is just going to put you in a spiral of self-destruction. And you're going to end up empty. You are going to end up in a situation where you don't know what is going to happen the next moment or the next day. Because you don't have real freedom. And then one day you hear the Bible talks about freedom. And then you follow that. And then you hear in the Bible says, listen carefully to this, what the Son of Man sets free, who the Son of Man sets free, is free indeed. So what it says is Jesus only can set you free. Jesus is the only one that can set you free. And then we say, great. And we stand in a line and we accept Jesus in salvation. And we walk out. We go to a place where people are praying over us. We get a little booklet. And that booklet describes to us how to continue living in freedom. And we go to a cell group. We join a cell group, we join the church, because now we want to experience real freedom. Only to find that the freedom we find does not satisfy us. Because now we start looking around again. Because what is happening now is your religion becomes your freedom. It's not about Jesus anymore. It's about the other things that take you down. It's about the other things that take you onto the wrong path. Because if you understand the Word of God correctly, you would know that the day that Jesus died on the cross, He reconciled us with God. We do not have to go through a high priest anymore. We have the freedom to speak to God directly. You do not have to go to a priest or to a high priest and ask that person to pray on your behalf. Because Jesus set you free. Because Jesus said that on the day that He died, that day that price was paid for you to be free. You have direct access to God through the blood of Jesus Christ. But you see, instead of focusing on that alone, it's so simple. It's really so simple to understand that Jesus is the only one that can set you free. And if you believe that, you have a life that you cannot understand how happy you're going to be, how free you're going to be. But you get stuck in different traditions. We were part of that tradition at some stage in our lives. We have a dead religion. Where you have no salvations, where you have no healings, where people sing songs about speaking in tongues, but they as soon as someone speaks in tongues, they run around with a cross. They think you're from Satan. People start looking at the wrong things. They put their hope on the wrong things. And then they decide, right, I want to be free, but now I need a word. Oh, I've heard that so many times. And please understand my heart. There's nothing wrong with giving someone a word. But there's something very wrong if you run from one person to another person to another person to just hear another word from someone for you. The reason for that, you have direct access to God. Can I make it very simple? You have God's cell phone number. You don't have to ask anyone else. When you pick up your cell phone, and please, if you video me now, and you want to put it on YouTube and say, I've got it, and a cell number, and say, understand what I'm trying to explain. You have God's direct cell number because you can speak directly to Him through prayer, through going on your knees and speaking to God directly. You do not need another person to intercede on your behalf, because if you do that, you are not free. That means you are bound by someone that you have to honor first so you can get God's full plan for your life. And that's wrong. And then people run from one prophet to the other prophet to hear what the next man of God is going to say about my life. Go ask God yourself. You don't need to go to man to get an answer about God's plan for your life. You are free, but you know what you do? You go back to the police station and you say, please cuff me. Please put the cuffs on. Because this is the way I want to live. Then we put all the weights around our ankles. And we walk around all dreary. And we do not know why we're walking like this. The simple reason for that, we cause it ourselves. We are placing ourselves in bondage. The Bible is so clear. You just speak to God. I'm not saying that there are prophets that have words for a situation, for a country. But please, please, I beg of you, be careful not to run after prophets to hear what God has for you. You have the Word of God. What more do you want to hear? When God says, I have a plan for you, plans to prosper. I want to see you succeed. And it's not about money. It's about your whole self. You. God wants to see you in a better position. He doesn't want you to see you suffer day in and day out. You can be free. But the only way to be free is to give over to God and to God alone. Nothing else is going to help. You can go to any of these streets and you'll see a lot of churches. And it's so heartbreaking to see this deliverance and deliverance and deliverance and deliverance. Deliverance from what? Once finished. The finished price of the cross. Why go from one deliverance service to another to be set free, to be set free, to be set free, to be set free? Why? If Jesus has said what the who the Son of Man sets free is free indeed. Maybe I stepped on some toes tonight, but I want to give you the true Word of God. I want to give you the pure Word of God. There's nothing else I can tell you except what God says, except what Jesus has said, and except what the Holy Spirit places in one's heart. You can be free. Last night we had a lot of people set free from their past. And it was great. It's great to see that people eventually understand that there's something keeping them back. And to release that negative thing, those negative things, to release the past. It's wonderful to see. But stay like that. It is not necessary to come again in 2 weeks' time and say, I need a deliverance again and again and again and again. A while ago, someone came to me and said, I need an exorcism. You know what that is? Anyone knows what an exorcism is? I think some of the students will know. I mean, that's heavy stuff. That's heavy stuff. That's not your average counseling session. And I asked him, why do you want an exorcism? And he gave me this long story, which I'm not going to go into now. Because this guy thinks that he's got a demon inside of him. So I asked him, do you have Jesus? Have you accepted Jesus? He said, yes. I have accepted Jesus Christ as my personal Lord and Savior. Wow, what a testimony. Right. Are you Spirit-filled? Yes. I speak in tongues. I'm Spirit-filled. I said, then you can't have a demon inside of you. Because there's only place for one. You can only have a demon, or you can have Jesus. It's fair enough. So he says to me, no. Someone told me I need to get this demon out. Because there's a demon keeping me back. And if you get that demon out, what then? 2, 3, 4 months from now? I need another exorcism because there are now 2 demons in my life. And so it goes on and on and on. And there are people out here charging people money to do an exorcism. Because they identify demons and they speak to the demon and find out what's your name and what's your pedigree and how old you are and why did you come into this person's life? A demon cannot speak the truth. The Bible says to us, Satan is the father of lies. So why speak? Why speak to a demon if you know the thing is going to lie anyway? That's not going to set you free. That's going to entertain you. Because you as a Christian has the authority, if you are Spirit-filled, you have the authority to tell that demon to keep his mouth shut. If there is really a demon in a person that is not saved. And you can tell that demon to get out in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And he has to go. Not because of me, but because of who is in me. Because I'm not speaking on behalf of myself. I'm speaking on behalf of who is in me, who is greater than anything else in this world. The Lord Jesus Christ. He has to go. He's got no right then to stay on. You don't speak to the thing. You tell him you're not going to manifest in any way. Because he wants to put up a show. He wants to give a nice show that you can be entertained. No, you don't need that entertainment because that entertainment is robbing you from spending time with the Word of God. Stop this. Stop entertaining the wrong things. because Jesus Christ has set you free. Now you would ask me, now what do I do if I've sinned? Especially those that have just given their lives to the Lord the last 3 days. You don't need to go for another exorcism or another deliverance or whatever. You just ask for forgiveness. With humble forgiveness. You ask Jesus to forgive you. That doesn't mean you can sin and ask for forgiveness. Sin and ask for forgiveness. But it means that you don't have to go through all the processes of binding yourself up again in a legal, religious way and to think you have a wonderful relationship with God. Because then your religion becomes your God. Then your sought for freedom, your quest for freedom becomes your God. We must be so careful. Some people think faith is great. Faith is great, yes. But some people's faith becomes their religion. Some people's faith becomes the faith they base their faith upon. I hope it makes sense. It's not about you. It's about Him. It's not about you. It's about Him that set you free. It is about Jesus Christ. He's the only one that can give you freedom. Forget about anyone, any person to give you freedom. Forget about any promises that people make you, organizations make you, political parties make you, whoever. Forget about all the promises made. They cannot really make you free. You can only be free through the blood of Jesus Christ. We have seen so many people this last few days giving their lives to the Lord. You are set free afterwards. You're totally free. That moment you give your life to the Lord, that very specific moment, you are righteous. So when God sees you, He doesn't see you for who you are. He sees you washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. And because you're washed in His blood, you are righteous. But you must remember then a process starts. And that process is a process of living in a holy life. Let your focus be upon the Lord. Only He can set you free. Only He can give you real freedom. This whole week we've spoken about God and what God is able. God alone is able to set you free. Tonight I'm going to extend another time for you, another chance for you, another opportunity for you. To tonight again, just look into your own hearts. And to look at the freedom you want and the freedom you have. Because the freedom you want is maybe even not the right freedom. For who the Son of Man sets free is free indeed. Tonight you can be free. Tonight you can be reconciled with God. Tonight you can have the opportunity of speaking directly to God and not through anyone else. Tonight you can have the opportunity to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Tonight you can have the opportunity to be part of a family, to become brothers and sisters in the Lord Jesus Christ with a universal church everywhere in this world of fellow believers. It doesn't matter who you are, where you come from. If you are a Christian believing in Jesus Christ, washed in His blood, you are a brother and a sister of a fellow Christian. And they all share one thing, the freedom that only Jesus can give. His cross gave us freedom.